96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Downtown Hayward Business Improvement District will celebrate America's 250th anniversary with the third annual Summer Jam on Friday, July 3rd. The free event will feature a full day of live music, food, shopping, and family-friendly activities in downtown Hayward. Organizers say Summer Jam has quickly become one of the area's signature summer events. The music lineup includes Blue Canoe, the Paul Tweed Band, Foreign Object, and headliner Second Time Around Band. As part of the nation's 250th anniversary celebration, the American Legion Post 218 Color Guard will take the stage at 2 p.m. to perform the national anthem. Summer Jam will take place on 2nd Street between Main Street and Dakota Avenue in downtown Hayward and runs from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on July 3rd. For more information and the full event schedule, visit downtownhaywardwi.com. The annual Muskie Fest Medallion Hunt has officially started and runs through June 26th, giving residents a chance to win $2,026. Clues to the medallion's location will air on WRLS 92.3 FM each day at 7:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and noon. Additional clues will be posted on the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Organizers say the medallion is hidden outdoors on public property within 15 miles of the Hayward Information Center. They say it will be above ground and may be covered by leaves or sticks, but participants will not need to climb, dig, or damage property to find it. The winner must be at least 18 years old to claim the prize and will need to identify the exact location where the medallion was found. More information and official contest rules are available through Muskie Fest and the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Gas prices fell 12.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $3.72 on Monday. That's 69.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 68 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say gasoline prices declined in nearly every state over the past week, while diesel prices fell nationwide. However, new uncertainty has emerged after breakdowns in the U.S.-Iran agreement. Iran indicates the Strait of Hormuz is closed again, and warnings of a U.S. strike against Iran could push oil prices higher in the days ahead. Prices at the pump appear to be steady for the moment as some ships are getting through the strait. However, officials say if the situation worsens or escalates further, prices could change quickly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers about several road construction projects underway across the North Woods. In Sawyer County, County D remains closed at the Chippewa River Bridge east of Exland through late July. Traffic is being detoured using Highways 40, 70, and 27. In Bayfield County, work continues on a bridge replacement project at Little Whittlesea Creek along Highway 13. Drivers can expect single lane closures controlled by flaggers, with traffic expected to shift to a temporary bypass this week. Meanwhile, in Ashland County, Prentice Avenue in Ashland remains closed for reconstruction through early July, and County GG is closed from Conley Road to Clam Lake Road southwest of Mellon as crews replace the McCarthy Creek Bridge. That project is scheduled to wrap up in late July. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also continuing culvert, bridge, and pavement improvement projects along Highway 13 between the Price County line and Glidden. Motorists should expect occasional single-lane closures and temporary traffic signals in work zones until late October. For the latest construction updates and traffic impacts across Northwest Wisconsin, visit the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Gas prices fell 12.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $3.72 on Monday. That's 69.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 68 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say gasoline prices declined in nearly every state over the past week, while diesel prices fell nationwide. However, new uncertainty has emerged after breakdowns in the U.S.-Iran agreement. Iran indicates the Strait of Hormuz is closed again, and warnings of a U.S. strike against Iran could push oil prices higher in the days ahead. Prices at the pump appear to be steady for the moment as some ships are getting through the strait. However, officials say if the situation worsens or escalates further, prices could change quickly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers about several road construction projects underway across the North Woods. In Sawyer County, County D remains closed at the Chippewa River Bridge east of Exland through late July. Traffic is being detoured using Highways 40, 70, and 27. In Bayfield County, work continues on a bridge replacement project at Little Whittlesea Creek along Highway 13. Drivers can expect single-lane closures controlled by flaggers, with traffic expected to shift to a temporary bypass this week. Meanwhile, in Ashland County, Prentice Avenue in Ashland remains closed for reconstruction through early July, and County GG is closed from Conley Road to Clam Lake Road southwest of Mellon as crews replace the McCarthy Creek Bridge. That project is scheduled to wrap up in late July. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also continuing culvert, bridge, and pavement improvement projects along Highway 13 between the Price County line and Glidden. Motorists should expect occasional single-lane closures and temporary traffic signals in work zones until late October. For the latest construction updates and traffic impacts across Northwest Wisconsin, visit the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Manitowoc County coroner says an elderly man had been dead for more than 6 months when he was found in a home in Two Creeks near his sister, who died just days before being found. Authorities say 82-year-old Kenneth Krall and his sister Sandra Krall were found in their home last February after deputies were called for a welfare check. The coroner believes the sister died from heart disease days before she was found. Her brother's manner of death was declared undetermined due to extensive decomposition of his body, but no foul play is suspected. Authorities found utilities to the home had been shut off in December. Neighbors' reports of a prolonged outage and no contact with the Krawls led to the discovery. A new push to expand passenger rail across Wisconsin is getting underway with the conference in Milwaukee this week, highlighting plans to connect cities and boost the economy. The High Speed Rail Alliance and Newland Enterprises are hosting the event Thursday at the Oriental Theater. Leaders from Milwaukee, Racine, and across the state are set to speak about building stronger intercity rail service. A key focus is the MARC Passenger Rail Commission's plan to link Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha along the lakeshore. The project is still in the study phase. Proposed federal budget cuts may impact everything from drinking water to disaster response in Wisconsin, and state leaders are raising concerns. Governor Tony Evers is asking Congress to reject parts of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal. He says the plan could scale back funding for rail projects, housing programs, and emergency response systems. Critics of the proposal warn it could strain local resources, while supporters say it aims to reduce federal costs. The debate comes as Congress works to finalize the budget by October. The Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor got a bit smaller yesterday. Missy Hughes, the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, suspended her campaign and endorsed Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. In a joint press conference with Rodriguez yesterday, Hughes said it was time for a choice to support the candidate for governor who has the best chance of defeating the leading Republican candidate, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany.
It's time to make a choice. And I believe in this moment of looking at my campaign and looking at this race that true leadership means stepping aside and making sure that we coalesce around someone who can win in November.
Hughes said Rodriguez has the right experience and can build the broad coalition Democrats need to win. In addition to Rodriguez, 5 Democratic candidates remain in the race for governor. When asked during the press conference whether any of them should follow her lead and drop out of the race, Hughes said 100%. The winner of the Democratic primary will likely face Tiffany, who's spent millions on television ads in recent months. The primary is set for August 11th. Dozens are speaking out against dog testing at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. Protesters gathered at Library Mall over the weekend, many holding signs saying, "Save the dogs" and "Free the animals." One demonstrator told 27 News the protest was meant to keep the momentum rolling after Ridgeland Farms sold off all their beagles to animal groups. She mentioned that result came in part from protests, increasing pressure on Ridgeland Farms, and they hope the same can be done at UW-Madison. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Giannis to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks trading Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to the Miami Heat. ESPN Shams Charania.
This was a 13-month trade saga for Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Just to put it plainly, Giannis felt like his time was up with the Bucks a calendar year ago. The Bucks at every turn did everything they could to try to keep him. They fought this right until the end.
In return, the Bucks get four players from the Heat, including Milwaukee native Tyler Hero and Miami's first-round pick tonight in the draft, 13th overall. More on the trade online at civicmedia.us. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The Crew winning last night 2-1 in 10 innings. Brandon Woodruff pitched a perfect game into the sixth after missing the past 2 months with an injury.
Yeah, I just was really happy for him and really happy for our team.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s today. Scattered thunderstorms tonight with a low dropping into the mid to upper 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.